Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Improving Your Written Communication Skills. Do you form opinions about people based upon their written communications with you? Can you distinguish between the people who take pride in their communications and those who don't? In today's electronic age, one of the primary ways we are branding ourselves is through our typed words. Our emails, text messages, and posts on social media sites reveal much about who we are. How you are viewed impacts the respect people have for you, the influence you have with others, and the people you attract into your life. These things play an important role in your personal and professional relationships, in the value you bring to the market, and how you feel about yourself. It really boils down to this. Do you care about how you're viewed? Do you want to create a positive brand for yourself? If you do, it's important that you start taking pride in everything you type and write. Begin today to put an emphasis on developing your written communication skills. Of all the written communication skills on my list, here are the top 14 tips to consider with every message you type. Number 1. Write short sentences. Short sentences are easier to read than long sentences. If a sentence feels like it's getting long, break it into two. Number 2. Write short paragraphs. Limit your paragraphs to 3 sentences. This allows for white space and improves readability. If a paragraph looks like it's a big block of text, consider how you can divide it into 2 or 3 smaller paragraphs. Number 3. Capitalize the first letter of each sentence. Not hitting the shift key is a surefire way to tell people you don't care about how you're viewed. Number 4. Use people's names. Just as people notice when you speak their names, they are aware when they read their names. Writing "Hi Joe" or "Hey Sue" or "Thanks Karen" lets them know the message is for them and makes the person feel valued. Number 5. Be clear. With every message you type, ask yourself, is this message clear and to the point? No one likes having to read a message more than once to try to figure out what the other person is trying to say. Number 6. Be concise. Learn to communicate your messages in the fewest number of words possible. This is my goal with every sentence I write. Number 7. Look for potential misunderstandings. As you proof your messages, ask, how could this be misunderstood? Go the extra mile to avoid potential misunderstandings. Number 8. Provide a complete response. When you receive a message that asks multiple questions, be sure to address each subject and question asked. Don't make people send another message repeating the overlooked question because you didn't take the time to provide a complete response. Number 9. Number multiple topics. If you're covering more than one point, break out each point using numbers. I have yet to see a better way to communicate multiple topics than by numbering them. Number 10. Use a friendly tone. Do you notice the tone people convey in their written communications? Can you tell when they're aggravated, overly firm, curt, or offended? Communicating with a friendly tone will make you more attractive and your recipient more receptive. Number 11. Know when to pick up the phone. If there is something upsetting you, pick up the phone and call the other person. Don't allow yourself to send emotional messages that have the potential to scar a relationship and cause you regret. Number 12. Proof everything. Don't ever hit the send, submit, or comment button on anything that you have not proofed. Your time management is never more important than your personal brand. Number 13. Have it edited. If your document is important, go one step beyond your own proofing. Consider having someone edit it. I have every important document I create edited. Number 14. Take pride. Be proud of every message you send, including those going to your friends and family. Remember the wise words of Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, who said, "A big success is made up of a great number of little circumstances, each of which may seem so small and insignificant, most people pass them by as not being worthy of notice." Here's my bonus tip. Be intentional and try to improve every sentence you type or write. As you proof your written text, consider how it could be enhanced. Would a more descriptive word communicate your point? Can you find a synonym for that overworked word? This extra effort will take more time, but this is how you're going to get better. Focus on developing your written communication skills with every word you write or type, whether it's an email or an important document. If you're a new follower of my podcast, you may want to listen to my podcast titled 49 Ways to Improve Your Email Brand to find more tips to help you improve your writing. This can be accessed under the Reports tab at littlethingsmatter.com. And remember these wise words from Brian Tracy, who said, "You have to put in many, many, many tiny efforts that no one sees or appreciates before you can achieve anything worthwhile."